Phoenix FM backstage Sunday here at Stand and Calling. Just played the main stage, Olivia Dean, and I'm here with Olivia. Hello.
Hello.
That was a fantastic set, wasn't it? I mean, you on the main stage, getting the crowd behind you as well. You've got a great band as well behind you.
I know, they are amazing. I love playing with my band, and playing with the horn section as well is such a treat. So yeah, it was a great day for it as well.
I was going to say, having that horn section as well. And I mean, you've got quite a wide repertoire.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, we're rushing through because I know that you're busy. So, you know, there's a few things that certainly I want to bring up. You don't really do social media, do you? You're not a fan.
No, not really. I think I like to just be present and be in the moment. And, like, I think there's a real addiction that you can get to your phone and constantly worrying about what other people are doing, and I just don't like it. Grossed me out.
If they want to find you, then go on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever.
I'm on there. I just want to clarify, I am on there. It's Olivia Dean, Olivia Dino, and yeah, I'm on there. I'm just not as active as, you know.
So you can live your life by it. You want to spend your life making music.
Exactly. I want to live my life and then write the music about it, and then you can find that about me through the music, you know.
Because during the pandemic it was difficult for you, but you were, it was, well, like, in terms of what you were doing, it was the From Me to You tour. You were still out.
Yes. So basically it was 2020 and it was supposed to be my first year of playing festivals because I was just kind of getting started. I'd put an EP out and then suddenly it was like no festivals, and I was just like to my manager, what could we do? And we kind of decided that we could maybe get an old truck and then like convert it into a little venue and then drive it around everywhere and just play for people who wanted to hear us. And yeah, it was really special.
And you're a Londoner, so probably being a Londoner helps, because you used to be going, you know, to a certain area, completely different community, just a few miles down the road.
Yeah, I mean, but we went all over. We went down to Cornwall. We went to some cool places, played some beach bars. It was great. And I got to see a lot of the UK that I've actually never seen before, because I'm always in London. So it was really good.
But it's great. Must be great being in London as well, because it's a proper London sound, your music as well, isn't it? I mean, you certainly sing with your own accent as well.
Yes, definitely. I can't really help it, really. I'm definitely very much an East London girl. So I think that just naturally comes through in the music, you know.
Which is great, because you want to be yourself, don't you?
Yeah, you have to be. I think it's just important to be authentic and just tell your story. And I think stories are interesting because they're real and they're honest. And that's what people are drawn to. I mean, that's what I look for in other people's music anyway. Just honesty, you know.
Well, we know how to find you online. In terms of what you're doing and what for you now, now is your chance to plug everything as well. I mean,
okay, so basically, here's my plug. I'm finishing my album and it's going to come out next year and it's going to be really, really good, and please listen to it.
Lovely. And if anyone wants to find out more?
It's Olivia Dean on all social media platforms, Spotify and all that good stuff.
And if anyone's going to other festivals this year, will they see you there as well?
I think this is my last UK festival, but if you happen to be in Paris, anyone, I'm playing Rock and Send Festival. But yeah, that's it for the year. Maybe a few gigs at the end of the year and some, you know, record stores or something. But then, yeah, album mode. We're in album mode.
Oh, lovely. Look, thank you for taking the time out to talk to us.
No worries. Thank you for talking to me.